Thanks for making time during lunchtime. Happy to see a lot of faces here. So I'm thrilled to have a chance to discuss the mental health of adults caring for children orphaned by AIDS in South Africa today. South Africa has more people living with HIV than any other country in the world. And AIDS-related parental deaths have left more than 1.9 million children orphaned by AIDS. And new developments such as PrEP will impact the incidence of new infections, including hopefully a decline in new infections among parents. However, in the absence of a cure, we still face long-term impacts of AIDS-related parental deaths. And children orphaned by AIDS and their caregivers are particularly affected by these parental deaths. And by caregivers, I mean surrogate parents, such as extended family members, or foster parents, or even the surviving biological parents. So we have a growing understanding of the outcomes among these orphan children. For example, systematic reviews by Kluver, Operario, Guo, Sher, and others indicate that orphan children are at increased risk for psychological distress, HIV risk behaviors, and poor educational outcomes. However, we know far less about their caregivers. What we do know is that these caregivers are typically extended family members, usually women, so certainly there's a gender nature to the care burden here. And we also know that caregivers face a number of challenges, including poverty and meeting children's educational and nutritional needs. And importantly, I think we're really starting to understand some of the health-related outcomes that these caregivers face. So for example, recent studies show high levels of chronic illness, and that caregivers are also dealing with grief, depression, anxiety, PTSD, and other poor health outcomes. However, we still really need a much better understanding of how living with HIV may impact caregiver mental health. So today, I want to share outcomes from the National Young Carers Study in South Africa. And I want to focus particularly on the KwaZulu-Natal provincial site, which collected data on both children and their caregivers. So our study set out to understand the effects of familial HIV on both children and caregivers. And this included gathering data on a wide range of outcomes, including mental health, chronic illness, disability, and sexual risk behaviors. And we wanted to particularly understand the relationship between caregiver and child outcomes, as well as the role of family factors such as parenting behaviors and parent or caregiver illness on child outcomes. So today I will focus my discussion on the outcomes of caregiver HIV/AIDS illness and mental health. So before I share the data, let me just tell you a little bit more about the study. We worked in an urban and a rural community in KwaZulu-Natal province, and both communities had high antenatal prevalence of HIV, above 30%. We conducted a cross-sectional survey with approximately 5,000 participants. And to achieve a representative sample, we split the community into census enumeration areas, randomly selected each of these areas to visit, and then surveyed caregivers and children in each household within the geographic cluster using GIS mapping. So to measure our main outcomes, we used a number of standardized and validated scales, including the CESD and the Beck Anxiety Index. We also used self-report and Lotman's verbal autopsy method to verify the cause of HIV illness as well as the cause of parental death. And I can talk a little bit more about that. Partly this is because there is poor medical record keeping there. It's very hard to identify cause of parental death in particular due to AIDS. So that is an approach that has been used widely in sub-Saharan Africa. And I'll also just point out that to the right is a picture of our child questionnaire, and you might be thinking, this looks a lot like 17 Magazine, and this is because our teen advisory group had helped us design a questionnaire to try to be engaging with the children. We can also talk a little bit more about that. So who were our participants? They were primarily Black African and isiZulu speakers. And over 80% of the caregivers did not finish high school. I think this is certainly indicative of high levels of deprivation in the area that we worked. Households were also largely poor, with around 40% reporting some sort of food insecurity. And nearly a fifth of the households that we visited lived in informal housing or shack dwellings. So this graph focuses in on a subset of our sample that's affected by HIV. And among the HIV-affected households, 36% had a caregiver living with HIV but no children orphaned by AIDS. 5% were households where caregivers were healthy, but there was a child orphaned by AIDS. And 6% of households had both a caregiver living with HIV and a child orphaned by AIDS. So let's move on now to talk about caregiver health. Overall, caregivers reported poor mental health outcomes. For example, nearly 36% reported clinically significant depression symptoms, and nearly 46% reported clinically significant anxiety symptoms. When we compare the mental health outcomes of caregivers of children orphaned by AIDS to caregivers of children not orphaned by AIDS, the differences were striking. Here you can see in the light blue bars on the right, on your right, in each cluster, that caregivers of children orphaned by AIDS were significantly more likely to report symptoms of depression and anxiety compared to caregivers of other children. And now let's go on to look at the HIV and AIDS illness impact upon the mental health of these caregivers. So among caregivers of children orphaned by AIDS, we can see that living with HIV or AIDS increases risk for poor mental health. Again, if you refer to the light blue bars on the right in each cluster, caregivers living with HIV or AIDS and caring for a child orphaned by AIDS were significantly more likely to report symptoms of depression and anxiety compared to healthy caregivers of children orphaned by AIDS. And I think what's really striking is when you look at the cumulative effect of HIV on caregiver mental health. In the first bar on your left, 36% of caregivers reported symptoms of depression and/or anxiety. But remember, these are caregivers who are not living with HIV or AIDS, and they're not caring for a child orphaned by AIDS. What's particularly striking is when you look at the bar on your far right. Here we can see that 87% of caregivers reported symptoms of depression and/or anxiety if they were living with HIV or AIDS and caring for a child orphaned by AIDS. And this is what we call dual-affected households. We conducted logistic regressions to examine whether the relationship between familial HIV and caregiver mental health remained when we controlled for socio-demographic differences. And you can see that this relationship between familial HIV and caregiver mental health remained even after controlling for these differences, including household socioeconomic status, caregiver and child differences in gender, education, and age. That is, caregivers were nearly four times as likely to report depression and or anxiety if they were living with HIV or AIDS and caring for a child orphaned by AIDS. We also wanted to test whether stigma was a risk factor. So here we can see that caregivers were nearly 3.5 times more likely to report depression and or anxiety if they also reported some experience of stigma. And again, we can see that the relationship between familial HIV and caregiver mental health remains significant. We also tested whether household food insecurity was a risk factor. Here in our final regression, you can see that caregivers are still nearly 3.5 times more likely to report depression and/or anxiety if they were living with HIV and AIDS and caring for a child orphaned by AIDS, even after holding these other factors constant. So in addition to stigma, being an older female caregiver, having an older child under your care were risk factors for poor mental health. And in contrast, education and food security were important protective factors. So let me close this discussion with some preliminary conclusions from our study. We can see that caring for a child orphaned by AIDS elevates a caregiver's risk for depression and/or anxiety. And this certainly is confirmed by our earlier findings in South Africa, and we've done a series of large cross-sectional surveys. We're also finding that among caregivers of children orphaned by AIDS, living with HIV or AIDS can elevate risk for depression and anxiety. And this risk for depression and or anxiety is nearly threefold in households that are dual affected. That is, where a caregiver is living with HIV or AIDS and caring for a child orphaned by AIDS. Although I don't have time to go into this today, our other analyses reveal linkages between caregiver mental health and parenting behaviors, as well as child sexual risk behaviors, which we presented elsewhere. Overall, though, Our findings emphasize the need for a combination of interventions that target the individual, family, and structural factors. All of these are important in addressing mental health and HIV risk behaviors. And there has been innovative work by others to address the needs of these families, including work in Rwanda, China, and the U.S. And our team is working now on developing a number of interventions to address the needs of these families, including, for example, interventions on parenting, as well as interventions that target mental health and HIV risk among these families. So let me close by saying that while there is a growing body of innovative interventions for these families, we still really need a lot more work around developing evidence-based, as well as, I would emphasize, culturally appropriate interventions. So we're really eager to generate some ideas for intervention development, and I would welcome comments from the experts in the audience today. Thanks for your time.